He's flat out finding Flemington with a sat nav in a hire car from Tullamarine Airport. But can't he ride a winner anywhere else in the world, including four last night at Royal Ascot? I'm talking about the one, the only, Frankie Dettori. Hello, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I think that's a nice way to sum it up, TK, isn't it? When he comes to Melbourne, he seems to forget he's a jockey sometimes. He covers more ground than the early settlers in races over here. But you're right, last night he was on absolute fire at Royal Ascot, riding the first four winners, Frankie Dettori. There would have been some happy punters who took some multis and all ups, taking his first four winners there, no doubt. And, of course, he rode Stradivarius to victory there in the Ascot Gold Cup. So that's where he made it four straight. And a good win by Stradivarius going back to back. Cross counter finished fourth there. It was a bit of a race that wasn't run to suit him at all. It was a bit of a forgive run. I thought his run was huge cross counter. They didn't seem to go very fast at all in the early stages. Yeah. And all those up on speed were right in the finish. So cross counter did a pretty good job to run on for fourth. But it was Stradivarius' day. And Frankie made it four. He's a champion jockey. And I guess he's just got to come to Australia and have a bit more success here.
Now, he won't because of weight, but what sort of weight would a Stradivarius sort of get with the Melbourne Cup weights came out?
Yeah, he'd get a fair bit, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he'd be the top weight for sure, wouldn't he?
Yeah, you'd think so. He'd be right up there. So, yeah you wouldn't think he'd come out with that. But we'll see what does come out of the meeting, and hopefully we get a few come down under for the Melbourne Cup.
What about Sir Elton, talking about winning streaks? Two out of two.
Good win,
this. Looks really good, this horse. He won at Wyong yesterday. He won on debut and ran sensational time. And then yesterday he gave a horse called Lashes a bit of a cold there. And Lashes is a pretty good horse. So I think he looks pretty smart, this Sir Elton. So we'll see what happens with him, whether there's a potential sale to Hong Kong. We know these youngsters, when they win a couple, put a couple together, they normally get some big offers. So we'll see how all that plays out. But definitely keep an eye on Sir Elton. He could be the real deal. And I'd say he'll be coming to town and winning very soon. And I'd say he could well be group class the way he's performing.
Well, what about Funstar then?
Yeah, interesting one there tomorrow in race one. I mean, she's opened $1.65. She's all the rage. The young star, of course. Dominant on debut. I won't be taking the short odds personally. I think Leviathan can give her a run for her money there at about the $4.55 mark. He was really good on debut too, and clocked the best late splits of the day there on the Kenzo track. So his figures stacked up with the older benchmark horses on the day, and so did Funstars, but Funstars was more tempo-related because they went so hard in their race. So I think he's, I just think, $4.50 versus $1.65. I think they'll come a bit closer together on race day. So, look, she's the horse to beat, no doubt. Funstar, looking forward to seeing what she can produce. But Leviathan's one that can definitely give her a cheeky fright there anyway on Saturday.
And who's your best for tomorrow at Randwick, mate?
And look, I like a roughie there, race 7, number 8, our Winnie. It's 26 and 7s at the moment, but it's been 61 into 26s. So we've had a bit of a nibble at it. So I think it will get back out. I think it'll get 50-1 on race day, punters. Something there each way. It was good in benchmark 88 grade last time out. Drops in grade here. Loves a wet track. Gets its right distance. Gets no weight on its back. Gets a good draw. And it was a hidden run the other day in a stronger race. So I think there's enough ticks there for a horse that's going to start 50-1 to have a nibble each way there at the massive odds, just something small. And look, there'll be a few more at Randwick, but I just don't know what's going to happen with the... Yeah. It's going to rain again on Saturday. So I just want to wait because a couple of them that I like are first up. And if we do get more showers, I'll be backing out there. So I just don't want to put them up at this stage. But I will let punters know that Viceroy, later in the day at about 30-1, I think he can run a race if we get no more rain. And I am Capitan as well in the highway race at 10-1 if we get no more rain. I think they'll both run cheeky races first up. And the two at Eagle Farm, race 7, number 7, another dollar, I just thought was over the odds at $11. Just didn't handle the wet track last time out. And I think the 330 the place there is a good gamble. And in the Tats Tiara, I'm with Egg Tart. I've been pushing her all week. I think $15 is still over the odds. She's got a tremendous first-up record, and I want to lean her way there. I think there's some really good chances of big odds there. Noir at $19, Sprite at $11, and even a horse like Siren's Fury at $61. Throw in your multiples, can run a cheeky race here. I just think there's a lot of horses at big odds. You can even include Princess Posh and everything at $19. It's a very, very open race, and that's why I'm steering away from the favourites personally.
All right, so that's race 8, number 9, Egg Tart, around that $13, $15 mark. Eagle Farm, race 7, number 7, another dollar. And race 8, number 8, our Winnie. In fact, the weather forecast, Brad, thanks, mate. Good luck over the weekend. The weather forecast is good for Sydney. There's no rain today and only a chance of a couple of mil, but there's no drying weather. So we've got a rain-affected track.